who can turn the world on with her smile.
Well, the love is in the air today for Mary Tyler Moore. Remembrances and tributes pour in. Mary Tyler Moore died yesterday at the age of 80. She forever changed television. She presented a new and novel image of the working woman in America.
Mary, Enid gave a great audition.
Yes, she did. Excellent, an excellent audition. Maybe even better than mine.
Oh,
but,
no.
I mean, how many times can she go out there and say that?
Say what?
That there's no such thing as a woman's point of view. I mean, that's a cute idea. Really cute, really cute. But what's she going to do the next night?
Besides that,
Mr. Grant, I've got the newsroom experience. You know,
yeah.
An audition isn't everything.
No.
I mean, she was good. Really, really fine. But I think all the factors considered, I got to go with me.
That's Mary Tyler Moore in the role that she's best known for, playing Mary Richards on the CBS sitcom The Mary Tyler Moore Show. She produced it along with her second husband in real life. Now, in that show, Mary Tyler Moore played a fiercely independent and outspoken TV producer with both a lot of style and a lot of spunk that foretold a lot of characters on television today. To reflect on the life and legacy of Mary Tyler Moore, we couldn't think of anyone better than Kristen Meinzer, our family member, former producer here on The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Minneapolis native, just like Mary Richards, right?
That's right, Minneapolis pride.
Kristen Meinzer, welcome.
Hi, great to be back.
So a couple of years ago here on The Takeaway, we did a competition online and on air to determine who had been the most impactful TV character in history. You chose Mary Tyler Moore.
I did, and I must say, I won with Mary Tyler Moore's Mary Richards. Mary Richards and Mary Tyler Moore, we're using those interchangeably,
yeah,
and it's hard not to, because
I
think that for a lot of us in America, they were the same person. They were both independent, they were both great business people, they were both strong, and they were both feminists, even if they didn't always use that word to describe themselves.
Well, as I said, you're from Minneapolis yourself, just like Mary Richards, not Mary Tyler Moore. You've got this story. They strangely sort of intersect, your path and Mary Richards' path, as you sort of traveled around your state and your city. Your life and career almost tracks with hers in a way.
Yeah. In the case of Mary Richards, she was from a small town. She moved to the big city of Minneapolis. She was a TV producer. She did that for about 7 years, and her co-workers were essentially her family, but she also was close friends with all of her neighbors, with her landlady and so on. She wasn't ever married throughout the whole run of the show. And I also was not married in my 20s and 30s. I also worked as a news producer. I also did all the big city things, but instead of going to Minneapolis, I went from Minneapolis to New York City.
Here's Mary Richards as a media television producer. You'll let us know if this reminds us of your life at all, Kristen Meinzer.
WJM feels that television can play a critical role in the control of population growth.
Well, sure it can, as long as they're watching the old tube. They can't make the population grow.
Television has a responsibility.
Get it, man?
But you shut up, Ted.
Did I just hear Mary tell Ted to shut up on the air?
Yeah. Good.
You know, Kristen, it's hard. It's almost impossible to imagine 30 Rock or Parks and Rec or Murphy Brown or lots of other things that we're used to today without Mary Richards and Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, even Tina Fey said that if there was not a Mary Tyler Moore show, there wouldn't be a 30 Rock. She looked at that show as a major influence in her career and how she wrote that show. The finale of Friends was actually based on the structure of the finale of the Mary Tyler Moore show. Oprah Winfrey even said that Mary Tyler Moore show was the greatest influence in her entire career, which is huge that Oprah would say that. So she was touching on all sorts of generations, all sorts of people's lives, races, backgrounds, and women like me who weren't even really alive when the show was on, still through reruns, still through just living in a post-Mary Richards world, we really got to benefit from that image of a different kind of contemporary woman.
People want to have a little fun. They can go back and watch the old famous opening credits intro of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and then watch the opening credits and the very first pilot episode of 30 Rock when Liz Lemon goes to work for the first time, because you will see the tribute right in the very first opening scene of the first episode of 30 Rock. I noticed that, and I want to point people to that because it's fun. The character of Lori Petry that Mary Tyler Moore played earlier on the Dick Van Dyke Show was far more traditional, sort of the American housewife in the nuclear family where everything was perfect.
In lots of ways, she was traditional, but she also was pushing the boundaries a little bit. Back then, I'm not sure if you've watched many reruns, but she was famous for wearing those cute little black slim fit capri pants, which the advertisers initially were like, oh, we don't really want to see a woman's rear end so prominently. It might be too scandalous. She should be wearing a skirt while she vacuums.
God.
And Mary Tyler Moore pushed back and said, no, I'm going to be wearing trousers because this is what a real American woman wears when she's vacuuming her living room.
The pants were too tight.
They were too sexy. Mary Tyler Moore was too sexy. So she pushed that and America loved it.
I want to go to her film career, not as well known for her movie career, but a famous, famous film, Ordinary People, that Mary Tyler Moore starred in that a lot of people remember her for.
Why did you tell Annie Marshall that Conrad is seeing a psychiatrist?
I don't know. Why not?
Well, for one thing, I don't think people hear that kind of thing very easily.
Come on. For most people, it's a status symbol right up there with going to her.
Well, I thought your blurting it out like that was in very bad taste.
I didn't think
not
it was
Not to
in
mention
bad
a
taste.
Violation of privacy.
Whose privacy?
Our privacy. The family's privacy. I think it is a very private matter.
She is far better known for television, but that film had a big impact on a lot of people, too. Kristen.
Yeah, that she won a Golden Globe for that. She was nominated for an Oscar. She was playing a stony, cold, upper-middle-class woman whose son had died and whose surviving son was suicidal. And that was a role that not a lot of people thought of when they thought of Mary Tyler Moore. They think of her as upbeat, as spunky, and she was neither of those things in this movie. And yet she was so respected for it. And it was also Robert Redford's directorial debut, by the way. But she also did a lot of other movies. My favorite movie is actually Flirting with Disaster that she did. And she plays Ben Stiller's mom. And famously in one scene, she lifts up her shirt and shows off how a bra should fit well. It's hilarious. Please see it. Please see it.
Sounds hilarious. You just convinced me. Kristen Meinzer, senior producer at Panoply, now former host of the Movie Date podcast, former producer here on The Takeaway, with a life that loosely tracks Mary Richards from Minneapolis to the big city in big media. Kristen Meinzer, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks so much, Todd.
Well, we've asked you to share your fond memories of Mary Tyler Moore on our Facebook page, and we've got lots of responses. Karen writes, I loved her comedic timing, how she could make me laugh with just a look, whether it was Laura Petrie dealing with her crazy husband, Rob, on the Dick Van Dyke Show, or is Mary reacting to friend Rhoda, or even funnier, Ted Baxter. She was one of a kind, R.I.P. And Maureen writes, as a young girl, I wanted to be Mary Richards. I wanted that cool apartment, her cool slacks and her blouses and her job. To me, when I saw her, I knew it was possible. But when I saw Ordinary People, I was left stunned and awestruck by just how great an actress Mary Tyler Moore really was. How could she be Sweet Mary? I'm very sorry to hear that she's gone. You can add your remembrance for Mary Tyler Moore on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thetakeaway. That's what you do. And we always want to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry today. This is The Takeaway.
Public Radio International.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.